Blog Talk Radio.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, how base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet to thee.
America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You're going to need the book, and you might be up in the mountains trying to read it with a flashlight with batteries going low. After the Democrats get finished turning over the United States to Iran, this is going to be the best deal. It was the only deal we could get. How about we got no deal and we kept the status quo? Do you know that the Iranian people are coming out in a demonstration? Not about this Democrat giveaway, take us back to slavery. They're coming out in a demonstration because it's their time to protest this Ayatollah murdering government. Did you ever see how they're called the Baji. That's the Iranian police. Did you ever see how they make an arrest? You talk about a violation of civil rights. When they pull up, they arrest you. They don't tell you what for. They throw you in the trunk of the car and they take you to jail to be beaten. And then, maybe, if you're still awake, when you come to, they'll tell you. And if you're a woman, they'll take you to jail and rape you. Yes, this goes on all day long. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. I'm going to give you a light fare. In Iran, women can't drive. You know that, right? You know in Saudi Arabia, women can't drive. And you know in New York, women can't drive. It's a little nukta. You know what nukta is? That's Arabic for joke. Yeah, they tell jokes. And they tell a lot of 911 jokes. You don't want to hear them. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. So, it's almost traitor time, and the Democrats must be recognized as traitors. I watched the roll call votes today in the House, and I watched Sandra Levin, a nice Jewish boy from Michigan, justify the murder of everybody who lives in Israel. Yes, Sandra was so good. He said, we have to come together. We have to come together and bury all the Jews. We're in trouble, man. But you know what? God's not going to let them die. God's not going to let them die. He's been keeping them alive for over 5,000 years. They got a new year coming up. He's been keeping them alive in spite of all they do to them. It is really terrible. But us, we're a different breed of cat, you know. We're the Tower of Babel people. We used to all speak English. But now we're building that tower. And the Democrat Party at the last convention threw God out. They threw him off the platform. And they kept the guillotine up there, the one that they use for babies, for cutting the heads off of babies. They don't want to be identified as baby killers, but that's what they are. The Democrat Party, in Spanish, is the Party de la Muerte, the Party of Death. They have no God, they have no country, they have no flag, and they got no kids. And they sell dope. And Obama bailed out Cuba, who was failing and about to have a revolution because people are tired of swimming to Florida. And Obama bailed them out, bailed out his communist brothers, just like the Clintons bailed out Elian Gonzalez, a kid whose mother died bringing him to freedom. And the communist press labeled her a putana. Yes. And then they sent his crazy father, who came to America and gave Americans, as he got off the plane, the finger, was stopped at customs for bringing in drugs to dope the kid up. And the Clinton said, let him have the drugs. Everybody else has them here. Yeah. That's what they did. They sold out Elian Gonzalez for future favors. And now they're all down in Havana collecting on their, getting their betrayal money. That's what it is, man. America's for sale. I think all congressmen, all politicians should have to go to work dressed appropriately. That indicates they're a trade. They should all be dressed as pirates. It is really sad. So, and I'm tired of the media brainwashing the people. Do you know that Obama has lost 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan? Do you know that the Taliban are occupying all the high passes on the border with Pakistan? So when Obama retreats like he did in Iraq, they can cut the Americans to pieces from a point of advantage. Did you know that's going on? Did you know that the 2,400 that he lost in Afghanistan were never mentioned in the communist press? Do you know how he got around it? Just remember, every day an American died, you got his name, his photo, you got his town, you got his rank, you got his outfit. Everyone who died. Compliments of the communist media. And above and beyond that, they would send code pink to the mother's house to harass her or show up at a funeral and curse and blame Bush. Everything was blame Bush. I just learned that Bush didn't know about that World Trade Center digging. He happened to be passing. He was in New York and he just happened to be passing and he heard guys cheering USA, USA, and it was loud. So he went to see and he came upon the dig site, and on a standing on top of a car was a fireman who was retired, who went down to the dig site wearing his work clothes from when he retired, you know, that with the helmet. And somebody handed him a microphone, and Bush just happened to walk in to the crowd, and the guy pulled him up on the car, and the guy didn't know who he was. And that's the story that they're telling today. One of the truths are finally coming out. Yes, the Department of Justice has allowed it to be revealed. And Bush got up there with the megaphone, and it was all spontaneous. Isn't that great? You know what I remember about Bush? And don't give me this, we didn't have to go to Iraq crap. You don't know what you're talking about. You're reading talking points from the Communist Party. You have no idea what was going on at the time. You could not predict 9/11. The Clinton Towers, they were first hit in 93. And Dick Cheney knows that too. And Dick Cheney, we were lucky to have him as Secretary of Defense and Vice President. We were very fortunate to have a pro-American. Look what we got now. Iranian women are running into the White House. You think about that. Anyway, let me go back to what I was talking about. ABC distorted. Oh, I started to tell you about the media. And the media, Bush lost. Guess how many? I said Obama lost 2,400. That's what we know. And they've been covering that up in, up to 5 months ago. So whoever else got shot in the back over there by our allies has not been revealed yet. The count may be higher than 2,400. It might be up to 2,700 by now. But before Obama's finished, he's going to pass the Iraq count of 4,700. How's that? You don't think so, huh? We'll see. One nuke can change the account by millions. Anyway, 2,400 is the official count in Afghanistan. And Obama's got 16 months to go to kill Americans. Bush, in 8 years, guess how many he lost in Afghanistan? 461. Nobody can guarantee our safety on 9/11. And here's another thing. You Google, or go to YouTube, and type in Michelle Obama, all this for a flag, and you look at that. That shot was put up by somebody who took a picture, a video, of Barack and Michelle at a 9/11 ceremony. And lip readers say, from what they see, she said to Barack, all this for a flag, and the two of them smirked. And this very day, I finally saw the flag that they were talking about, and it's full of holes. And it was carried in by the New York City Police Department, and it was a flag that was tatted on 9/11. And she said, all this for a flag. And take a look at it. Become a lip reader. Yes, all this for a flag. And Obama says he'd like to replace that flag with something less belligerent, something maybe has a hammer and sickle on it, or an ISIS emblem. And he said he'd like to do away with the Star Spangled Banner, and he would like something more less bellicose. He doesn't like the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in there. But he's doing everything he can to bring them here. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to bring nukes to the USA. This is going to be his legacy. The president who hated the country so bad he nuked it. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, yeah, the media showed everyone, and they would stick mics in the face of Gold Star mothers. How does it feel knowing that your son died under George Bush? These people could not guarantee anybody's safety. Nobody in the world could guarantee our safety. You got to go back to the night of 9/11. How could you sleep? How could you rest? You seen that day people running from a cloud of dust, jumping into the East River, jumping into the Hudson River. They didn't know if they were radioactive. They had no idea what was happening. They were crying and running. And that was only, that's another thing. That's another thing that drives me nuts. ABC, I listen to all conservative guys. So I'll listen to Hannity. I'll listen to Mark Levin. I'll listen to Savage. And when one of those guys is not on, or they come on the half-hour mark or the hour mark, and ABC gives the news, you would think you were listening to PBS. Because the news, ABC distorts the news. It brainwashes Americans all day long. Here are two announcers that were played all day today. They talked about 911. Here's how they introduce it. Less than 3,000 people died on 911. Less than 3,000 people died on 911. Why couldn't they say almost 3,000 people? Less than 3,000 people. Do you get the message? It's not important. But it wouldn't be 3,000 people if you count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. And guess how old those babies would be today? And then the count would be more than 3,000 if they died with their mothers and their names were with their mothers on that wall. They would be teenagers today. They'd be 14 and 15. Bin Laden came to kill 100,000. Thanks to American sacrifice, he missed his quota. And today, ABC reported the ceremony was attended by hundreds. Hundreds? Really? They got 35,000 cops in New York. Giuliani was testifying before Homeland Security, and you ought to see who's running that. It's being run by the people that kill us. I don't want to go into it. But he said the FBI has 13,000 troops in the field, and New York City Police Department has 35,000. How's the FBI going to protect us? What a joke. And Giuliani was magnificent today. He was the Rudy Giuliani of 911, and he gave it to the Homeland Security Department. And you know what? I watched them. There were two people on that panel, Shirley Lee Jackson, a communist from Texas, and Peter King from Long Island, playing with their iPads while Giuliani was speaking. They weren't even listening to him. Peter King's a mistake. He's a rhino. He's a double-crossing rhino. I think he went after Ted Cruz before Trump showed up. And now he doesn't know whether to she-eyed or go blind. Yeah. He went after Ted Cruz. What a rat. What a rat. You look up rat in the dictionary, his picture's there. But he's not alone. So Bin Laden came to kill 100,000, and thanks to American sacrifice, he missed his quote. And the media is always covering up for the communist Democrats. That's what they are. They're communist friends. Based on the vote that was taken today, I come up with a figure of 37% communists in the Congress. And ballpark, I've been saying 40%, but I took the vote today. Those who favored nuking America and killing the Jews, I call them communists. And I think there was 216 of them. And if you divide that by the number of congressmen, you'll come up with 37% communist. Yeah, you don't like to hear that word. You prefer liberal. You prefer a socialist. The Socialist Party. You know the difference between the Socialist Party and the Communist Party? The Socialist Party believes in communism through peace. And the Communist Party believes after they win, they got to kill the socialists. Yeah. Well, they're going to graduate. And Bernie Sanders is gathering up. Whatever his voting count is and his support, That's all communist, friends. It's all communist. A guy named Kelly from Pennsylvania spelled out Obama bin Laden's death wish for America today. He's a congressman. I've seen him twice. He's magnificent. And as soon as he was finished, a guy named Crowley from the Communist Party of New York, you can call them Democrats, but that's old hat, man. He tried to undo everything that Kelly said. And this jerk is living in the number one target of Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, Iran. And we're going to give Iran $150 billion to nuke New York. And you know what? They may not nuke New York first. They may nuke Washington, D.C. You never know. These people are uncanny and unpredictable. Communist media covered up Benghazi for the Clinton liars. They announced the death, and this is how they used to announce the death. We're talking about the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. It was always Chris Stevens, Ambassador, and three others. There was never enough room in the breath for Sean Smith and Ty Hughes and Glenn Doherty. We don't want anybody to know their names because you might talk to their parents who will tell you Obama killed them. We don't want anybody uncovering acts of the Communist Democrat Party. Any media that can cover up Obama's death count in Afghanistan of 2,400 killed, and get a load of this. In Iraq, the wounded ratio was 7-1. Now that Obama's in charge in Afghanistan, it's 10-1. So, 10,000 wounded by Iranian copper lugs. Well, I'm wrong about that figure, because if it's 10-1, it's 24,000 wounded by Iranian copper lugs. That kind of media can cover up mass graves of Americans bulldozed over in a highly radioactive area back home. You have no idea what Obama has launched against Europe and the United States and Israel. God will protect Israel. But Jimmy Franklin called me today. He's all upset. He just learned that part of the agreement with Iran is the United States will defend Iran against any attack from Israel. How's that? You don't believe that? Oh, that can't be. That's right. Can you spell stupid? Starts with an S. Azerbaijan made an agreement with Israel that when Israel came to take out the nuke sites with their bombers, they would be allowed to fly into Azerbaijan on the other side of Iran and refuel. And the State Department leaked that information to Iran. These negotiations have been going on a long time. I would say they go back as far as when the Iranian people came out in the streets to demonstrate against the Ayatollahs. They were preaching revolution and they were shouting, take over the government and throw out the mullahs. And a girl named Nada, N-A-D-A, I think it was, N-E-D-A, became the sacrifice symbol of the Iranian uprising. She went out to see the uprising with her father. She was in her 20s. She had on a white blouse, pure white blouse, and they put three bullets in her chest. And I have a picture of her, very sad, beautiful girl, and blood is coming out her eye. It is really sad. And she was gunned down by the Baji. And now she's a symbol of Iranian revolution. And guess what? The Iranians are going to do it again. They're not looking forward to an increase in the gross national product. Somebody said that the gross national product of Iran is $400 billion, and we're going to give them $150 billion. And these people are coming out. And you know what? They're planning to die. They know they're going to be shot. They're coming anyway. And when Nader got shot and everybody said, let's help the Iranian people, Obama put the kibosh on it. And my guess is he put the kibosh on it because he was already negotiating to kill the Jews and to kill Americans. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're sending your children and grandchildren's death warrants. No good is going to come of this deal. Not only are they giving them, and they're telling you 8 years. It could be 8 weeks. It could be 8 minutes. And nothing says they got to build the nukes. They could borrow them from Russia. They could borrow them from China. They were already in China working it. They could borrow them from Pakistan. Pakistan has 200. They don't have to build them. When it's time to deliver, they'll get plenty. The money is the wrong thing. To give them $150 billion so that they can sponsor more terrorism, you got to have a death wish to do that. The Democrats are killing this country. I don't call them Democrats. The last Democrat was Harry Truman, as far as I'm concerned. Some people say JFK. I don't know. And we still don't know who killed JFK. Could have been the Russians. The Russians tried to kill the Pope. And they made it look like a Muslim did it. In Columbus Circle, the mafia wanted to take out a mafia chief that was drawing too much attention to himself. So they got a black guy to kill him. That black guy didn't kill him for any reason. He killed them for a deal, and they told him they were going to let him, they were going to help him escape, and they shot him on the spot. Yeah, and be careful, Greeks bearing gifts. But anyway, so we're in a new nuclear age, and as sure as Marco Polo brought gunpowder that the Chinese only used for fireworks. And Marco Polo opened cannonballs and blew down castle walls. And the new age was ushered in, just like when the first bow and arrow guy got shot by a guy with a musket. New age was ushered in. The millennials are going to be the nuked generation. Nuclear war is not far off. And we're not ready. We were more ready in the 50s. They just found a fallout shelter in the Brooklyn Bridge. It can hold 50 people. And it's still got the rations in there from the 50s. It is really sad. We're wide open. We're face down. We're pants down. And we got a president who hates the country he pretends to come from. So what are we going to do? Who's going to be? Let me see if I can find a nice tune for us. Ooh, that's a long tune. And look what's happening in Europe, man. Would you want to be on the railroad tracks with those kids walking to Germany? You don't think it couldn't happen here? Keep leading with your chin, you'll find out. there were a lot of names called out today. It took about 3 hours, I think. And all names, Russian names, Arab names, Jewish names, Irish names, Spanish names, a lot of Italian names. And they went to work that day. And they may not have been American when they went to work, but that night they died as Americans. And we can't forget that. And we got to avenge them and make sure that nobody ever does it again. Your children and children's children lives are on the line. It's nothing to toy with, and you can't ignore it. You have to stand and deliver. And I want to see the draft come back. I don't want 1% of the country to bleed for us while 99% play with their iPods. There were a lot of Rodriguez's named today. And so this next tune is dedicated to all the Latinos who serve in this country and all the Latinos who died with us, all races, all religions.
Trampled on. heard the fall of heavily and thought it'd be
Did you know that Saudi Arabia offered Germany today to build one mosque for every 100 refugees they take in? Isn't that great? Wonderful? But they don't want the refugees. They don't want them. Okay, here's a big headline. Louis Farrakhan is going to boycott Christmas because he says it's a bonanza for white business. Hey, Louis, open up a store. Get a little Christmas shop. I'm going to dedicate a tune to you, Louis. Make you give you that spirit of Christmas. There's a little tune by the Drifters. They're all black, Louis.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, but then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Jingle bells, Louis. House rejects Obama's Iran deal. While most Democrat Communist Party have voted to approve the nuclear bargain. They call it a bargain. Oh, man. 25 Democrats voted against it, creating a wedge that Republicans hope to use to their advantage in the 2016 elections. Every Republican voted against the resolution with the exception of Libertarian Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky. He voted present. Somebody used to vote present all the time. He's from Midwest. I can't remember. He served like boku years and he never cast a vote. Oh, there's a G at the beginning of his second name, and I can't remember his name. But he was always there, but he always voted present. He never voted on anything. Anyway. Okay, so that's one story. Anybody who votes for this is a traitor, and I promise you I'm going to build up the list. As soon as the voting list comes out on the Senate, they're all going. Whoever votes to nuke my children, my grandchildren, is definitely going to be labeled a traitor. That's going to be their new title, and it's going to stick with them wherever they go for how long ever they live. So, having said that, let's see what else. We did Louis Farrakhan. Obama orders. Let's see what that is. Obama orders that America take in 70,000 Islamic refugees. My wife commented that all the refugees she sees coming in are all men and boys. That's interesting. And here's a comment. You want to hear the comment? This is Tea Party Talk here. Muslim schools and mosques must be destroyed and all Muslims deported or be deleted permanently. Sharpshooters needed. Yeah. Oh, it's what Obama wants, man. He wants blood in the streets. Do you know that the police department in Massachusetts, who had a ceremony, turned their back on him? They won't show you that. Wait till the military turns their back on him. You're going to see some sergeant having a bad face, and nobody's going to move. He's going to shout, about face. They, Mr. President, they don't want to do an about face. I'm in trouble, man. Ally of slain Russian politician takes on Kremlin in regional vote. No, he'll be plutonium 210 in his tea. Yeah. These Russians are clever. Communists that do not play by rules of the Marquess of Queensberry. Communists play for keeps. When they win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Just remember that. And the sooner you learn to say the word communist, the sooner you're going to wake up to the fact that we are in deep jeopardy. Canada's Harper shifts to politics of fear amid refugee crisis. Canadian Prime Minister stung by criticism over his government's slow response. Yeah, oh, poor old Canada. That's going to be a lament one day. Yeah, you're too liberal up there. You're going to die. You're going to be out there hiding with the polar bears. Here's one from the Marine Corps. It's going to jar your grandmother's preserves. A U.S. Marine Corps study examining how women would perform in ground combat roles showed all male units broadly outperformed mixed-gender units on everything from reaching targets quickly to firing accurately with heavier weapons. The results of this study, a summary of which was released by the Marine Corps this week, could factor into Pentagon deliberations. How about the 50 CIA intelligence reports warning us about ISIL that were doctored up by the White House? And you think that Hillary's the only one that's got a galloping server? But Navy Secretary Ray Mabus has already publicly criticized this study. Oh, who appointed you, Ray? Yeah, I know who appointed you. Obama bin Laden bin Laden. And who did he tell? He told National Public Radio. That's the Pravda of the White House. He thought it was flawed, in part because of the mindset of the volunteers who participated. It started with a fairly large component of men thinking this is not a good idea and women will never be able to do this. Yeah. Do you know why only two women made the ranges? Because they wore flat combat boots. All the rest, they failed because their high heels got caught in the mud. Oh, I'm a chauvinist. Yeah, I'm a chauvinist. I'm a chauvinist that wants to stay alive. When the fire lady yells up to my five-story apartment, and the ladder's up against the wall, and she says, could you come down, please, because I can't carry you, and my high heels are getting stuck in the rungs of the ladder. Yeah, it's wonderful. Wait till the draft comes back. Now, think about this. We can't allow 1% of the country to die for us while 9% plays with their iPod. We're going to have what George Patton called universal service. Everybody goes. Everybody gets a draft notice. And now that we're all equal, that means the women get draft notices too. But however, Trump has advised me when the draft comes back that he's going to have an opt-out option for women, because a beauty shouldn't have to go fight beasts. But anyway, the draft will have to come back. And it could be 1 year or 2 years, but everybody's got to go. And the Peace Corps don't count, like they hid all the cowards in the Peace Corps during NUM. Guys like Chris Matthews, Rasvanjani, who was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. Okay, here comes Johnny. Trump says something about Carly Fiorino, and Fox News, who has been trying to kneecap Trump since day one, is enraged. You know what somebody said about Fox News? They filter the news. And Fox is rooting for Jeb Bush. You know that. They can't be, surely they can't be rooting for Hillary. So it's got to be Jeb Bush. And Trump is upsetting their apple cart. I've lost a lot of respect for Fox News. I now share my time with OAN. OAN has less commercials. And it's nice to get a second American opinion. Ronald Reagan's son makes a stunning announcement about Donald Trump. Oh, I think that's Michael Reagan. Yeah, I heard him. He was cutting up Trump. But Glenn Beck calls Sarah Palin a clown? How can he do that? How can he do that? Sarah Palin's a fine woman. But the communist tactic is assassination by ridicule. Do you know how many people believe that the Saturday Night Live, which is an arm of the Communist Party, as well as Communist Comedy Central, the John the Monkey Show, and now Colbert is going to show his, he's going to hide his true colors. They already announced he's a Catholic. That's to soften you up from the back. Yeah, he's a Catholic. So is Nancy Pelosi. She's a cardinal in California. So they're attacking Sarah Palin. Good luck to you, Sarah. I think she's on OAN. And I wish her well. I wish her well. And I wish her husband would take Bill Maher hunting and also David Lettucehead. I would love to see her husband take those two guys hunting up on the North Slope just before the pit closes in. Yeah. Oh, you didn't bring a gun? Oh, what are you going to tell the polar bears? You know, they got wind of you already. Yeah. Unbelievable. Let's see what else got who's here. Who do you know in heaven? You want to hear that one? It's a love song. This is when guys loved women. There were no divorce lawyers. Divorce lawyers starved.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Okay, ABC, still hiding, TV Shooter's Manifesto. That's the guy that attacked 12 apostles and killed 9 of them. Place, was it in Selma, Alabama? And he went in, he sat down, they were having a Let's Pray to Jesus hour. And he sat there for almost a whole hour, and then he drew a pistol. And he killed 9 of the 12 apostles. And they loved him. They welcomed him. They loved him. They gave him Christian charity and love. And he murdered them. Well, apparently he has a manifesto. And ABC has it and they're hiding it. But somebody found it and put it up on the website. The guy was sick. He was a psycho. He was an atheist. He hated the American flag. And, of course, he had a rebel flag, which gave an excuse to the communists to take it down. And they called for the takedown of the rebel flag. He was wearing a Goldie's Gym t-shirt, and nobody said, close Goldie's. Yeah, well, it's not the same thing. The Confederate flag's a symbol of slavery. Not the Confederates, it wasn't. Only 6% of Confederates owned slaves, and 3 of the 6% owned more than everybody else. All of those Johnny Rebs were sharecroppers. They didn't even own the land they were on. I wonder if they got 60 acres and a mule. But you see, Grant let them take their pistols back because he knew. He knew what happens to people that are unarmed and are down on their luck. They get exterminated. So there's this article about this manifesto. This guy was a drug addict. All crime is drug-related. If I make that statement, all crime is drug-related, I'm going to be 92% accurate. All crime is drug-related. This guy was on psychiatric drugs that were supposed to be taken in the presence of a psychiatrist. He was not to take them alone. And was he off his meds or on extra meds? Was he mixing meds? All crime is drug-related. And that's our biggest enemy. That's chapter one in my book, Drugs Suck. You get rid of drugs, cops will be Maytag repairmen. So this ABC is hiding it, and somebody commented, these extreme left-wing liberals, stop calling them left-wing, call them communists. The sooner you call them communists, the sooner you will rightly identify the enemy. A communist is one who intends to destroy the United States. The Democrat Party is a communist party. It has no God. They kicked them off at convention time. They kicked them off the platform. Three times they called for a vote. All three times they said get rid of them, but they couldn't do it because it would expose themselves as anti-Christ. So they, on the third go-around, after two attempts to say keep God, on the third go-around, the majority said, get rid of him. And the guy on the podium, I think he was the mayor of L.A., he says, oh, that everybody voted to keep God. And they shouted, no, we didn't. Go to Google YouTube and see the vote. And don't forget to Google all this for a flag. Okay, so left-wing liberals, ABC, always be communist. The CBS. The Community Broadcasting System. NBC, nothing but communists. PBS, the Perverted Bestiality System. MSNBC. CNN, the Communist News Network. And more are all anti-United States of America everything. Yeah, all these fools think they're going to be in charge. These are Stalin's dream boys. These are Lenin's dream robots. They're called useful idiots. And when the revolution is over and they start to eliminate the groups that they use to divide the country, and don't think that they're not going to eliminate the blacks. They're going to eliminate anybody that's a threat. Anybody that's a threat. And if you look at the heads of these communist countries, they always get of the biggest, their closest supporters because they don't trust them. They feel they're coming after their job. Some people say Castro got rid of Che Guevara because he was too popular and he dropped a dime on him. Where was he, Peru or Bolivia? You never know, man. You never know what evil lurk in the minds of men, the shadow do. I'm going to give you an American tune. I'm going to take you back when the country was free.
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. A do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Okay, we're back. And I'm trying, I passed a beautiful song that would be appropriate to close out the show with in memory of those who died. If you listened to my show last night, we had some trouble getting started with computer problems. But in my church, there's about 27 names. People who died, firemen and workers who worked in the World Trade Center. And it was really sad. It was really sad. And I saw veterans crying, guys who put their lives on the line to defend this country. And I saw, especially the Air Force guys. This one guy I know, he took it real hard. It was the greatest defeat in American history, and he knew it. And he knew his Air Force had dropped ball. When the guy said, "Is this a drill?" We weren't ready. Everybody was wide open. Yet the schmucks will tell you we didn't have to go to Iraq. The intelligence, all intelligence, indicated that Saddam had weapons, including nukes. But you see, the masters of defection, the Communist Party, will always take your focus off of the evil that they do, and they will have you playing with your iPod. It is really sad. In every age is the tune. I found it. Okay. So in closing, there's a lot of evil being done by evildoers, and they're in the House and the Senate. And the safest you'll ever be is if you get rid of all of them. Get a fresh deck. There should be only one term per termite. They shouldn't be able to hurt you for more than 4 to 6 years. They shouldn't make it a lifetime career. You don't need that. You need new skills, new fresh blood. And Trump, I'm with Trump. And I'm going to stand with Trump. Even if he gets crazy, I'm going to stand with him. Because I'd rather have Trump than the traitors that are running the show today. When you have senators voting to nuke America and kill Israel, and they stand up and say they're Jewish, what are they thinking? When Deb Wasserman Schultz says she's a Jewish mother, and she's going to wipe out all the Jewish mothers in Israel, what is she thinking? Party over country is what she's thinking. The party of no God, no country, no flag, no kids. Get rid of the Democrat Party and throw the rhinos out with them. So here's my tribute to all who died, to all those empty pillows, all those empty seats at dining room tables. And I saw a girl today saying, mentioning her father's name, and she was probably just born around that time, that she says, "I didn't know you're dead, but I know you're up in heaven, and we think about you all the time." I've seen people come into my store, women who lost their husbands at Cantor Fitzgerald, and you wouldn't want to see the face of somebody that who's just been halved. You wouldn't want to see it. And we can't let it happen again. And this president, this communist president, is going to sow. He's going to sign the death warrant of my grandchildren. And nobody is ready to face up to him. God help us, man. God help us.
Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.